Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The results of the second round of the legislative elections are in. The vote took place yesterday. The Assemblée Nationale will be a mixed bag for the next 5 years. Although the presidential coalition took the majority of seats, there were also two breakthrough results. The first is the left-wing coalition NUPES with 131 seats. The second is the far-right party, the Rassemblement National, which will now be represented by 89 members of parliament, whereas in 2017 only 8 got voted in. So the government coalition Ensemble does not have the absolute majority in the House with 245 seats. Most members of the government won the constituency in which they were running, such as Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, Minister of the Interior Gérald Darmanin, and the Minister for Solidarity Damien Abad, who is facing charges for sexual assault. Clément Beaune, the delegate for foreign affairs, was narrowly elected in Paris. Other ministers lost their seat, such as the Minister of Health, Brigitte Bourguignon, who lost by 56 votes against the candidate for the Rassemblement National, the Minister for Ecology, Amélie de Montchalin, also lost. Both ministers will have to resign, as was the rule set by Emmanuel Macron in the event of defeat. Today is the day that BAC students will start their Grand Oral exams. This brand new exam, put in place after the reform of the baccalaureate last year, will see each student have to give a presentation in front of a panel of 2 people. More than 520,000 students will be doing the exam that focuses on public speaking and presenting in a convincing way. The results will be given in early July. And finally, there are still 11 of the country's departments on alert for the heatwave this morning, while 10 others are on alert for storms. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.